6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time. It's Thursday, January 13th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, all you homeschoolers, homeschool moms, maybe even homeschool dads. Hey, you know what I like? Parents are reaching out and touching someone, especially their kids. It makes a big difference because, like the Bible says, you teach a child the way he should go, and when he grows older, he won't turn away from it. That's right. That's right out of the Psalms, if I'm not mistaken. We have Martin Pitella with Transderma Minerals coming on this hour. Next hour, we are going to open up those phone lines and talk. I want to comment a minute here before we get into the meat of the show, because everybody likes to listen for the red meat. 10% off on the Transderma Minerals this week, the magnesium oil, which I use. Also, 10% off all Strauss Naturals products, the heart drops, and the prostate I use. They got all the products there that are on the Power Mall. This is how we stay alive, in addition to the Tranquil BOGO. Buy one, get one. And all you got to remember that code, HAPPY2022. That's HAPPY2022. That's the year. That code is good until the end of February. You type that in on checkout, and you get $5 off your next purchase on the Power Mall with that code, HAPPY2022. It's our gift to you from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And we also want to shout out to Harry Grothjohn at WBCR-AM, an Alcoa affiliate, who is once again airing the Power Hour. WBCR is AM 1470. They're in Blount County, Tennessee. They're on the eastern border of Tennessee in Maryville. They are known as Truth Radio. Imagine that. It's wonderful. And Harry, thanks so much for reconnecting with us. By the way, if you didn't know, Blount County is one of those five counties that has declared itself to be a gun sanctuary in eastern Tennessee. So, yes, definitely welcome back. We hope your listeners enjoy. And remember, we put out that little Be Proactive news piece that I drafted up on how to get involved, because people just kind of sit there and they're looking for solutions. Well, here's one. You can be proactive if you want to hear the Power Hour on your local station. Call them up and tell them you'd like them to carry it, and contact us through thepowerhour.com, and we'll be happy to set them up with our broadcasts. So that way you can listen locally. It's always a good thing. We're also, for those of you who are interested in listening to the Clay Clark's Reawakening America Tour in Phoenix, we have it coming up Friday and Saturday where you can actually stream the program. That's right, on thepowerhour.com, and you can listen to the entire broadcast from start to finish. I mean, I love it. This, if you really want to get uplifted and get your mind out of the doldrums from all this garbage that's going on that we talk about here on the show, and I'm not saying it's not important. It is important in your life. You got to understand. You got to know what's going on around you. It's like the enemy, man. If they're at your doorstep, wouldn't you want to know that? So you can get prepared. I mean, that's just the way it is, because, you know, they seem to be infringing on our rights more and more these days. And we appreciate your making contributions and donations to the Power Hour, because it keeps us going to provide you with educational interviews, news, articles, things you need to know to survive. That's what's important. So be glad. I mean, this is the thing. I always say, be glad you don't live in Australia or Sweden. Quebec, Canada, by the way, they are going to impose a health and wellness tax to all the unvaccinated up there in Quebec. Wow, why am I not surprised? And in fact, about two-thirds of all the hospital cases in that province are individuals who have been vaccinated. Yeah, okay, yeah, time to target the unvaxxed. The unvaxxed are the ones that... No. I'm sorry, but the science... This is not science anymore, folks. This is called politicization. Politicization. Say that about 15 times fast, will you? RT is reporting in Sweden the government plans to pay residents power bills. Really? Exceptional measures amid their 300% rise in electricity. You gotta wonder how Sweden can come up with $670 million to compensate households for skyrocketing electricity prices. But they said they're going to do it. Their finance minister said, yep, we're doing this. It's an exceptional measure in an exceptional situation. Of course, he said that in Swedish, of course. His name is Mikhail Damberg. And he was telling broadcaster SVT all about it. Said the electricity bill for an average apartment up there jumped by 266% in December. Sputnik, their country's energy market regulator, reported. Hadn't seen price levels like that in a long time. Now they're hitting really hard. The government is going to allocate a big chunk of money. Sweden plans to spend some SEK $6 billion or $670 million to help households most affected by the rise in prices. We'll see how that goes. That's what you call a socialist subsidy, especially for people who aren't prepared. And it's like, you know, if you're living in an area where you have high electric prices, there are alternatives to electric, especially on an individual level. Now, we know that solar and wind is, you know, a very slow payback. Solar for a house, if you have a very energy efficient home with low drawing appliances and mini split air conditioners, 2 tons draw about 6 amps. Last time I checked, because I built a house in Florida just like that. And it drew 6 amps of electricity. The guy that did the measuring and checked the electric circuits when he checked out the AC system said, man, this is unbelievable. That you have an AC system that only draws 6 amps. No wonder your electric bills are so cheap. I said, yeah, and it helps, too, that the house that I built had an insulation value of R60. Most houses don't have that, but this house is made out of steel with foam in the middle. And that is the sort of thing that I would build CLTs with. And I wanted to, as we approach that subject matter, I have sent out CLT information on Community Land Trust overnight to various people who inquired. Larry from Leavenworth, you need to get me that email as support at the powerhour.com so I can get you that packet. There's about 600 pages of documents there that you can look at. And we encourage you to stay in touch with me personally so I can help you get through this, because I have attorneys that have done this before. Wells Fargo has actually funded these. And don't get your hopes up yet. I mean, I want you to research and understand what's going on in your world before you jump into the fire. The other thing, too, I got a communication from Rodney. We appreciate that on LLCs. And had some curious information. I sent him to Utah or Nevada and Wyoming because both of those states have very protective measures for asset protection. And Wyoming is just amazing. It's like they have a record of it, but they don't have anything else. I mean, it is so quiet in Wyoming as far as your asset protection. Good luck finding an LLC there, even though it exists and the state has a record of it. You just can't get to the paperwork, which is interesting. That's why a lot of people are doing this. A lot of foreign corporations are opening up in Wyoming and using it as a satellite for everything else. So that's just one of those things. A little bit of research shows you those. And, you know, the Quebec government, like we said, if you would live in Quebec, you know, it's no wonder that people are migrating everywhere. I'm starting to see a few more foreclosures pop up. I did an alert. Set up an alert for Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. This is this database that's now owned by Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., the same outfit that owns the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah, they took the MERS system and put it inside their little network of corporations. So now they can hide all of your documents, all your mortgage loans. You won't have any idea if you have a MERS mortgage. Who in Hades owns your mortgage loan? And when they foreclose, you know, it's like, well, you know, you got to deal with MERS. You got to deal with a servicer. You got to deal with a make-believe lender. We call them pretender lenders, because these things have been bought and sold if they've been securitized. My attorney in California has told me that he's seen some of these loans securitized 20-some-odd times before the borrower even signed the mortgage papers. That's right. They sold the note 20-some-odd times before they even went to closing. So you don't even know. You know who the original lender is, but you have no idea 20 times down the road who they sold it to. And you won't know until you stop making your payments. Then they jump out like the boogeyman in the closet. Yeah, you want to know truth radio out there? That's one of those things. Wow. The Biden administration Making a list and checking it twice. Gotta find out who's naughty and nice. You know, it's really funny. I can use that song because the Biden administration is now making lists of religious vaccine objectors. Wow. And if you got your cell phone on, you got a vax and you have that nanotechnology in your skin because you took a jab, if what they say is true, he's making a list and checking it twice. He can dial in on your code, and that's not very nice. Wow, did I just rhyme that? The Daily Signal is reporting a tiny administrative agency in D.C. has brought up a new policy to serve as a model for a whole-of-government push to assemble lists of every American who objects on religious grounds to the COVID vax. This is a pretrial services agency for D.C. It's a federal independent entity that assists officers in D.C. courts for formulating release recommendations and providing supervisions and requests to defendants awaiting trial. This is this new record system that's going to store the names and personal religious information of all employees who make religious accommodation requests for religious exemption from the federally mandated vaccination requirement. There, your papers. Yep, little Hitler in Washington there. You know I'm talking about, the little joker at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old who's married to a doctor that has to lead him around by the hand. The guy does absolutely nothing. Everything he touches just goes to proverbial caca in a handbasket. The U.S. Aviation Authority, remember when we were talking to Josh Yoder from freedomflyersus.org? This is a nonprofit group that is out there trying to stop these vaccinations of airline pilots. Notices published by the FAA have outlined the impact of wireless network technology, 5G. Remember all that? Going on, turn on your TV set, and that's all they can talk about. It's all the globalist communications network can talk about is 5G. That's like 40 times the radiation output of 4G. And they're saying that 5G can have a negative effect on sensitive aircraft electronic devices. RT is reporting the U.S. FAA has revealed in its talks with the aircraft manufacturers, airlines, and wireless service providers to reduce the impact of the new technology ahead of its planned launch. When? January 19th. In notices to air missions published yesterday, the FAA stated the aircraft with untested altimeters that need retrofitting or replacement will be unable to perform low-visibility landings where 5G is deployed. Wow, that's pretty scary, folks, especially if you happen to be a passenger on one of these airplanes and their altimeters, the meters that register altitude of where that plane is in the sky, all of a sudden starts failing and running home to mama. AT&T and Verizon have agreed to implement buffer zones around 50 different airports. So what about the ones they don't? Huh. And they're going to delay deployment for 2 weeks to allow the aviation authorities to adopt safety measures. Now they're going to do that? They have it already set up, and now they're going to do that? I guarantee you, the first time one of these planes crashes because 5G got flipped on and it screwed with somebody's altimeter, and that plane didn't know where he was, couldn't do a low-altitude landing and hit something, and they start playing that old 1972 blood rock song, DOA. Yeah, when they start doing that, then people start waking up and saying something about it and start screaming at the FAA and the lawsuits happen. You know, fortunately, they're not immune from suit like the pharmaceutical manufacturers are. You should also know, for you pot smokers out there, cannabis, according to scientists, can prevent COVID-19 infection. Oh, I could just see where this is going now. Oh, my goodness. Acids extracted from cannabis plants actually blocked COVID-19 infection in human cells in lab tests, according to a new peer-reviewed study. Vice is reporting one friend who insists weed has health benefits for everything under the sun could actually be onto something when it comes to one very important disease, COVID-19. And you know what the number one most used word in the drug lingo is when it comes to pot? Here. That's the number one word. Most of you out there that know what I'm talking about get that. I'm not dating myself, seriously, but I've heard. Unbelievable. Truth Radio. That's right. The widespread use of cannabinoids, resistant variants, could still arise, But the combination of vaccination of the CBDA and CBGA treatment could create a more challenging environment with which SARS-CoV-2 has to contend, reducing the likelihood of escape into your system. Wow. Journal of Natural Products from Oregon State University and Oregon Health Sciences University. Wouldn't you know that? It would be those scientists up in Oregon that would be doing studies on tetrahydrocannabolic acid. Try to say that about 15 times fast, will you? Dr. Mercola is putting out something very interesting about your sleep cycle. It is amazing that we have sleep formula Herbal Z's from North American Urban Spice. It's melatonin-free, but it's a sleep aid. Mercola is reporting that melatonin significantly reduces COVID-19 mortality. Most of people know this is a natural sleep regulator. It has many other important functions, according to Dr. Joe. It boosts immune function, helps recharge glutathione, and may improve treatment of certain bacterial diseases, has an anti-convulsant and anti-excitotoxic property, and it's a potent antioxidant with a rare ability to enter your mitochondria. In viral infections, it lowers the overreaction of the host cells to the pathogen, thereby raising the host tolerance to the virus. Make sense? It gives your host, you, the body, time to develop the adaptive immune response and eradicate the invading pathogen, namely the spike 1 protein. Gotta love that. Now there's some breaking news here. DARPA. Ever heard of that agency? This is an agency that basically approves all of the Department of Defense projects that are used in the defense of our country. Project Veritas has come out with a story that military documents are now stating. Echo Health Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018 seeking funding to gain-of-function research. They wanted to do gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal, named Project Diffuse, was rejected by DARPA over safety concerns and the notion it violates the gain-of-function research moratorium. Well, that didn't stop Echo Health Alliance. They went, did a little end run and got money from Fauci, 3.7-something million, and sent that along with what they were working on in the lab in UNC Chapel Hill, thanks to Dr. Ralph Baric. All that got sent through Peter Daszak and Echo Health Alliance over to Wuhan, which was now being reported to be a minimum security facility for researching these diseases. That's pretty scary stuff. And see, you can't get around it, especially if you're Fauci. Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden comments and spoke with their chief of communications, Jared Adams, who said, "It doesn't sound normal to me," when asked about the way the documents were buried. Now, we're talking about stuff that was buried by the NIH and the NAIAD, which is Fauci. It's amazing. And he lied about it to Congress. You ready to hang this man yet? That would be an interesting new game. We'll play Hangman and just put, you know, make a little cut out of Fauci's head. And when you play Hangman, if you got nothing to do while you're sitting at your desk during your break, make a hangman with Fauci's head and play Hangman with your fellow worker in your cubicle. And use Fauci, because that's the way most people feel about this guy right now. Not only is he brash and arrogant, but when he appeared before Congress yesterday, and they could not get enough of the videos. Everybody was watching him insult the senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall. Wondered if the doctor would be willing to submit to Congress and the public a financial disclosure that includes his past and current investments. And what does Fauci say? "I don't understand why you're asking me that question. My financial disclosure is public knowledge. It has been for the last 37 years or so. Moron, Jesus Christ." I mean, that's what he was saying under his breath. And even Rand Paul was, these guys are ready to hang this man out to dry. They want to see him fired. And, of course, what does Fauci do? Fauci holds up Rand Paul's copy of Rand Paul's website. "Fire Fauci. And then all the donate here, donate here. There's a donations button for $5, $10, $20. And Fauci had to bring that up right in the middle of the hearing, pointing a finger right back. You see, these guys came in very prepared. The CEO of OpenTheBooks.com, who has been a guest on the Power Hour, definitely agrees with all of these sworn testimonies by Fauci not matching up with the facts. And it should be easily accessible on the website. And so the CEO of OpenTheBooks.com called the NIH to immediately request and demand that they post Dr. Fauci's financial and conflict of interest documents without redaction online. Yep. That's the one thing. You know, when you start hiding the facts and you start hiding the fact that Fauci's making money off all these patents and he's got interest in big pharma like Bill Gates, they shook hands in the year 2000, became best buds ever since. And if you know what Bill Gates is thinking, it's how can we reduce the population? And if you study anything that happened in Africa with the vaccination programs that Bill Gates was promoting, you will see the number of deaths that followed right after that vaccination program hit that particular area of Africa. This is exactly what Bill Gates wants to do. You can look up NSM 200, Henry Kissinger, if you want to go online. I'm not lying to you, folks. Henry Kissinger even drew a map for Richard Nixon, then president, showing him what parts of the world, especially a lot in Africa, need to be depopulated. This is one of the reasons why they wanted to create the AIDS virus, and the DOD got a $10 million grant, which Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was on the committee that awarded it. How do I know this? Homework, folks. Stuff like that sticks in your head. Here's some other news before we go to the break. Do you know Epoch Times is reporting for the first time New South Wales has seen more fully vaccinated patients hospitalized with COVID compared to the number of unvaxxed patients as the Omicron outbreak edged towards its peak? Amazing. Why am I not surprised? All right. When we get to the bottom of the after the break, we're going to have Martin Pitella from Transderma Minerals on. More education for you, folks. Nate Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from living streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Always like the horn fanfare. Let you know we're back on the air again. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour. It is Thursday, January 13, 2022. For those of you who don't have your calendar handy, and if you're listening to the show, we're in Central Time right now at 11:32 a.m. And of course, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you hear that date and time and you look at your watch and go, my gosh, that's not the date and time, you can't call in. We have a call in number. It's 844-769-2944. We got 10% off the Strauss Naturals. That's right. 10% off this week on the Power Mall, along with the Transderma Minerals. And speaking of Transderma Minerals, Martin Pitella is with us. He is with Transderma Minerals because a lot of you, like I say, you go surfing around on the Power Mall website and you come across some of these products and it's like, well, I don't know anything about that. Why should I order it? Well, that's one of the reasons why we have guests like Martin Pitella on, so that he can brief you on the products that we sell on the Power Mall. And that helps you make a buying decision, a smart one. I mean, it's better than Consumer Reports, folks. Martin Pitella, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. Yes, we have been over this many times, but I guess as in with any health coach, it's the basics that matter. I know so many people who major in minor things, forgetting that the major things are important. And the three most major nutrients I know of are magnesium, iodine, and water. Well, how about
it's
magnesium,
amazing.
Right?
Yep. Let's talk about that. I take it 500 milligrams a day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, each teaspoon of the magnesium oil contains about 600 milligrams of elemental magnesium, and a recommended daily dose is about 1,200 for a typical grown-up. So a couple of teaspoons of the magnesium oil, whether you want to put it in water and drink it, or just rub it on your body anywhere you want, that'll pretty much cover it.
Amazing. And so this basically, when you say cover it, I mean, we're talking about a multitude of different things people are using this for. Could you elaborate on that?
Mm-hmm. Magnesium is one of the two minerals that controls the autonomic nervous system. Calcium drives it into the fight or flight, and magnesium drives it out of there, back into the rest, repair, and digest. So if you find a person who's tense, nervous, fearful, high blood pressure, that's all calcium dominance. If you want to relax them, drop their blood pressure down, get the digestion working again, help them sleep, that's all driven by magnesium. So if you're lacking magnesium, you will probably have the symptoms associated with the insomnia or high blood pressure or the nervousness in general and so on, right?
So stress depletes magnesium. We know that for sure. And you need it to calm down and relax. The thing is that this, because you say transderma, that basically to me means transdermal. You can put this on your skin as well. And what does it do?
Well, importantly, when you swallow magnesium, it accelerates the peristaltic action in the gut, meaning that things will move through your digestive system and eliminative system a lot faster. So for people who are sluggish and constipated, that's a benefit. But if you overdo it, it's going to come out of you like a freight train. And don't be taking a dose. Yes, don't be taking a dose of magnesium orally and then getting in your car for a drive to work.
Oh my! So
when
it has that effect.
Gone, Oh, yeah. When it comes on, you won't stop it.
Oh, my. Wow. And so, yeah, we do have, there are all sorts of little explanations on there, but nothing like this, folks. This is what we call the education you need to make a buying decision. So, in other words, if I'm reading this right, if you suffer from constipation, this works.
Absolutely. Yeah, magnesium is the number one tool that you have to speed up the process of getting stuff through you.
Amazing. Now, yep. You talked about iodine as well, Martin. What iodine? Yep. I don't have a whole big write-up on iodine. I know that people take potassium iodide for radiation sickness, yeah. But as past that point, what are you advocating iodine use for?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have it in the store. We do have the Transderma iodine available. I don't know if you've purchased it and put it in the store. However, the iodine itself, I think you may have some nascent iodine available, maybe in another brand. Iodine is one of those minerals that is involved in metabolic function. So number one, it helps the thyroid to function. So if you're cold or sluggish or low energy or can't lose weight, that's all iodine deficiency. The other important thing with iodine is that it supports the mucosal barrier. So that would be the lining of your nose and lungs, lining of your mouth and the digestive and eliminative tract, and lining of the urinary tract. So for women, it would be the vagina and all the way up to the kidneys. For men, it's the urethra through the penis and so on. So all of the mucosal barriers, if they're strong, supported by iodine, they will readily resist ingress, getting overwhelmed by incoming traffic. So people whose membranes are strong don't get easily infected by stuff. They're resilient.
Okay. Yeah, we do carry a product similar. It's called Detoxidine by Global Healing Center.
Right.
And I'm not sure that's one of your Transderma products. I don't believe it is, but
no,
we
not.
Do carry it on the Power Mall.
That's great. I mean, you could be buying the Transderma iodine if you wanted to, but whatever. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, it is. All right. So Precious Prills, the other thing we're... Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, you're mentioning the Prills. Okay. So that's the water side of things. Prills are helping to clear energetic distortion from water. Water has memory. It actually is the water molecule is a polar molecule. It has a positive end and negative end, though, the H and OH ends. And it arranges itself into these latent liquid crystals. Water will remember things. And homeopathy, for example, is based on the fact that water will remember things. But water, as it comes through the pipes, will remember all the negative influences, and it will have in it the effects of the pharmaceuticals and chemicals and whatever else stuff that it's been in contact with. And we need to clear that in order to make the water function as best as possible. Nature has a really cool way of clearing it. When water evaporates, like through sunshine, it evaporates one molecule at a time, and it loses all of its connections. And then it recondenses as dew, freshly forming dew, like you see it in the morning on cold surfaces. Well, the prills help you, through the interaction with the water molecule in a jug, to create water that's similar to what the dew would be.
That is amazing, because there was a survival skill, believe it or not, Martin. There's a survival skill out there for people who basically have a lot of grass in their yard, and you get the morning dew.
Uh-huh.
There are people when all of a sudden they lose water or the ability to find water, they can literally walk around on their stocking feet and collect the dew in their socks and wring it out and filter that, and that basically is your clean water that you're talking about.
Right on. Yeah, or you can use a towel or whatever and just swish it around the blades of grass, or if you can find a car somewhere nearby, you can just wipe the windshield, right? That's all water.
There you go. There you go. All right, so now when we're talking about energized water for superior hydration that's ionized and pH balanced, how do we achieve that? Because I go to the store and I notice a lot of this alkaline, high pH, over 7, and then the price tag goes with it. Educate us on the difference in what you have versus what you buy in the store.
Okay, there's such a thing as the life force. It was also known as argon. That's what Wilhelm Reich called it. Anyway, it's this force that supports life. And we have these crystals, we call them laminar crystals, and we have built with that an argon accumulator. And in that accumulator, we can charge the prills. So we change the magnesium oxide that they are made from in such way that once you put the prills in a jug of water, it will, through interaction with the water molecules, change the electrophysical structure of the water. We have measured four things changing. One, surface tension. We lower the surface tension of the water that the prills are sitting in. That's as if you added some detergent in. Two, it lowers the acidity. That's as if you added some baking soda. Three, it puts the ORP into the negative. That's as if you added vitamin C, but without adding it. And four, we see that it makes the cluster sizes smaller. I don't have an equivalent to that other than this mountain, other than this dew phenomenon where the clustering of water is reduced. Clustering is important because the water, to get inside a cell, it has to be in tiniest of clusters, if not just individual molecules. And it's called the aquaporin channel that is allowing the water to enter each cell through the cell membrane. So you may have a lot of irrigation water available, but you don't necessarily get cellular hydration because the water is in large clumps rather than in loose clumps. I guess if I were to liken it to something, it would be like you need to have it in the size of BB shot and you have it in the size of golf balls. Well, you're not going to get the golf balls into holes that are a quarter inch big, right?
Correct.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so this, they're not a water purification though, right?
Well, they do absorb toxins. Like we have measured with prills that they will eliminate about 90% of chlorine, 85% of fluoride, 90% of arsenic. So it's really good in both the municipal water or even the rural well water where arsenic has been a challenge. And it's helpful for people. Like it does reduce the toxicity. They need to be replaced from time to time because they will also absorb mineralization like calcite and stuff like that. So
that's amazing.
It makes the water stop. Yeah.
Yeah. So the prills, even though they're not meant to be a water purification device, because the water does not support lower life forms such as germs, bacteria, or fungi, it doesn't need to be sterilized. So, right. And also, from what I understand, and this is just from my show notes, and I was reading through this, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Every time that some of this prill water goes down the drain, it helps actually restore the water in your subsurface?
Right, yeah, that's the resonance. Once you have good water, it helps through resonance to affect other water. So if it flows down into your sewer or your septic tank or wherever it goes after you flush it down, it actually improves the quality of things downstream.
Amazing. And if you're on well water, obviously that is a little bit different than the city water because it's not contaminated with fluoride.
Yeah, right. Well, one of the important things that this water does is the following. As water flows through pipes, it experiences laminar friction. like you could visualize it, that as the water runs through the straight pipe, wherever it's near the walls, it's flowing slower than the water that's at the center of the pipe. So if you could visualize rubbing your hands together, as you do that, you will soon build up static charge. Likewise, this happens in water. So when this water that's flowing through pipes arrives at your water tap, it's built up a charge, and we need to discharge it. And that's what the prills will do. They'll help the process of discharging the charge and making the water healthy again.
So for people that have never seen these, how big are they?
It's about, looks like rice.
Okay.
You get about a handful of it. We put 3 ounces of it in a sack, which is enough to treat 1 gallon of water perhaps about 1,000 times. So to a typical person, that's about 3 to 4 years of water treatment.
Just out of one bag?
Yes, that's correct.
Amazing. All right, so now the thing that you people are actually using this in their bath as well. How does that work?
Same deal, same idea. Just fill a jug. The best way you can have it is about a 1 gallon size glass jug. Put it in there and just refill. Fill it with water, and then when you're ready to drink, pour it out and fill again. People who use the Berkey filter, they do best by putting it into the second stage somehow. Like next time you take it apart, put a bag of prills into the storage tank of your Berkey filter, and it will make the water even better than what you get.
Right. And is just the Berkey by itself, or, I mean, like AquaPure and some of these other filters, does it work the same way? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It works in any of the situations. However, be aware that prills will take apart plastic, even hard plastic. So you need to make sure that it's not touching the plastic. So if you're putting it into something, you may need some kind of a small dish, like a tiny glass bowl or a, something that you would use for dipping soy sauce out of or something like that.
Right. So this issue, when you mentioned plastics, I mean, what about PVC or CPVC, like in the plumbing, when you're pouring this stuff down? Obviously, it's going through a 3 or 4 inch drain pipe down to the septic or into the sewer. It doesn't affect those, does it?
Not really, no. It's the physical material of the prill beads in contact with the plastic. Once the water's treated, it doesn't really matter. You can transfer it out of the charging vessel into anything, like plastic bottles too. No problem with that.
Right. Now, when you're dehydrated, how does this help?
Well, you rehydrate. I remember when I first started drinking prill water, it took about 3 weeks of drinking and drinking and drinking. I just couldn't believe just how much I wanted to drink. And, of course, I peed and I peed and I peed, too. But after about 3 weeks, somehow the equilibrium was reestablished and I went to sort of a normal behavior. But it took that long for all of the stored water to somehow rebalance itself. I remember coming home from a weekend trip, my wife picking me up at the airport, and I'm saying, honey, do you have some prill water with you? She did. She had a quart. I just turned it upside down and emptied it into my mouth because I was so parched from just being away from it, right?
That is amazing.
The body somehow knows. Yeah.
So now the magnesium oxide pellets, is that what is in that's what's in the pouch? That does it come with it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we put it into a nylon mesh bag to contain it so you don't have to chase it around the jug.
That's a very convenient way to deliver it here. And as far as the pH, when we're talking about pH, a lot of people, you know, may not understand that you have alkaline and you have acid. It's kind of one of those things, and each one of them is measured by a positive or a negative. Could you elaborate on that?
Right. So the pH scale, by agreement, is zero for the most alkaline, most acidic, 7 for neutral, and 14 for the most alkaline. In general, the human body is healthy at about 7.35 on the scale, so slightly alkaline. And as you drift into acidity, the water loses its ability to carry oxygen. So at about 5.5, you're in the cancer territory. So you don't really want to get that acidic.
Okay.
If you go out of balance, you need to buffer it somehow. And the buffering minerals are calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium. So especially calcium will come out of your bones into solution. Right? So osteoporosis is, for example, a sign of the material not being in the bones, instead being in the solution, trying to buffer your otherwise unwell body. So drinking the prill water has a strong chance of helping you not get into there, because it helps to rebalance the water. Like, I don't know how to best say it. The mineralization of the water that you drink, for example, distilled water is coming in at 5.5. You should be putting some sort of drops in it to make it more alkaline. Not commonly baking soda would do it. But prills will automatically reset the water and turn the distilled water into something at around 7.5.
Right. I know a lot of people that drink distilled water, and I just kind of like, you know, it's great for your iron, you know, when you're doing ironing, but I mean, that's what we use it for, but I don't know about drinking it.
Right.
Yeah. So now this is also good for pets as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Pets and plants. This would be a great thing, actually. We have used experimentation when we tried to prove that the prills work. We would water plants, right? Water one plant with prill water and the other plant with untreated, and you would watch how the plants watered with the prill water grow better because they get more nutrients out of the soil. And likewise, we have shown to present two bowls to a dog or a goat or a horse or whatever, right? Give them a choice, prill water or not prill water. They always choose the prill water.
And, of course, they have to drink. I mean, they obviously, if you're drinking it the way you say you were, they obviously are doing the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they love it. I remember a story where a woman said, my neighbor is a divorced woman with two children and a dog. And she has the children every other day and every other weekend. And the dog, when the dog comes, he comes to my door and drinks a gallon of prill water. And then one day she's talking to the neighbor and she says, yeah, love my dog. He's so weird. He never drinks. Says the woman, the owner of the dog. Well, he always drinks, except he drinks the prill water from the woman who gave it to him.
All right. Now, this also, from what I understand, you can add this to a humidifier. What does it do?
Puts the better structured water in the air, so you're inhaling it now. So
okay,
it supports health, right? Low cluster water is more hydrating at the cellular level. So when you're inhaling it, you're going to have a more, well, just better health overall, right? Your lungs should be drinking, or should be, I don't know what to say about that. Probably, especially if you have some kind of a upper respiratory challenge, it will improve the situation greatly.
Right. You don't ever recommend doing that in a nebulizer, though, do you?
Oh, sure you can if you want to.
Okay.
I will use the water for everything. I'll use it for cooking my rice, my potato, my stew. It's in the kitchen. I use it for everything cooking, and I use it for watering the plants and all uses, right? even for cleaning, because it has a lower surface tension, it cleans better than regular water.
Right. So you spray the bottom of the frying pan and or the top of the food when you're cooking for added moisture, and it basically just enhances and puts more moisture in the food.
Right on.
Wow. Now, what in my show notes here, it says great for cleaning baby's bottom at diaper changes.
Well,
now, is it supposed to prevent diaper rash or what? What does it do?
Well, no, it's just better water, you know, like, again, because it has lower surface tension, it will wipe things off better. It dissolves things easier because it's more alkaline. Anything that is red, irritated, or swollen, that's an acidic reaction. So when you alkalize it, that means that you're reducing those symptoms.
Wow, that's amazing. All right. Well, Martin Pitella, we appreciate your time here. We're just about to come up to the break now. Transderma Minerals products, you can get them at the Power Mall. And we thank you so much for joining us today, Martin. We'll have you back on soon. And take care. Have a happy new year to you. It's about 56 minutes after the hour here on the Power Hour. We are going to open the phone lines. We've got more news, but we're going to open the phone lines for you to comment. We're going to try to get some suggestions in there. All of you listening to WBCR 1470 in Blount County, those phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Now that you're back with us on the Power Hour, jump on and let's talk. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.